From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Egypt launches retaliatory airstrikes over the mass beheadings of 21 Egyptians. Egypt Monday carried out a second round of airstrikes in eastern Libya following the massacre of those 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians seen on video Sunday by Islamic State militants. Libyan military officials say the bombings killed dozens of militants and several civilians in the eastern city of Darna. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini called IS a threat to Libya that could lead to the country's dissolution.
What we are seeing today, in these days in Libya, is a double threat. It's a threat of a country that is breaking apart and of a country where Daesh is taking power and infiltrating in a relevant way.
Meanwhile, Egypt has declared a week of mourning following the beheadings of those Coptic Christians. Cameroon's army says it repelled Boko Haram militants in an attack Monday on the northern Wazza region, leaving at least five soldiers and nearly 90 insurgents dead. Nearly 2,000 Cameroonian soldiers have been deployed in the country's far north since August. Meanwhile, Nigeria's army announced the taking of the town of Monguno in Borno State, captured after Boko Haram occupied it last month. Central African leaders met in Cameroon's capital Yaounde Monday, finalizing plans for a joint offensive against the militant group. Hamid Alami, Secretary General of the Central African Heads of States, called the meeting historic as it responds to what he calls the barbaric actions of Boko Haram. He described the insurgents as having the military and human resources to field a conventional army. Nigerian-based Boko Haram issued a warning Monday threatening Niger and Chad, warning they're preparing to carry outside suicide bombings. This is VOA News. The United States has expressed grave concern over the deteriorating security situation in and around the eastern Ukrainian town of Debaltseve, where pro-Russian rebels are refusing to honor an internationally brokered ceasefire. Washington says there have been nearly 130 rebel ceasefire violations, along with five fatalities since Sunday. A rebel commander says separatist fighters would not observe the truce in Debaltseve. This identified rebel says his forces are just 100 meters from an encircled Ukrainian unit. He says rebels who have been advancing on the town since January are now inside. Eurozone ministers gave Greece an ultimatum Monday to request an extension for its debt bailout program despite Athens' strong objections. Speaking Monday in Brussels, Eurogroup Chairman Jeroen Dijsselbloem said the extension is the best way forward.
Given the ongoing discussions about how a program should work and a future arrangement for Greece should look like, we simply need more time. And the best way for that is to, at this point, extend the current program, which would then allow us a number of months to work on future arrangements.
The Greek government has thus far rejected that option, arguing conditions attached to the bailout package have plunged the country into poverty. The European Union is giving close to $270 million to Zimbabwe, the first direct aid to President Robert Mugabe's government since the bloc imposed sanctions in 2002. It will fund health care, agriculture, and good governance projects over 6 years. Aid had been withheld over allegations of corruption and human rights abuses. Japan has joined a list of nations temporarily closing embassies in Yemen as security concerns mount in the aftermath of a government takeover by the Iran-backed Shia militant group Houthi. Separately, South Korea's Yonhap News Agency said Seoul is reducing its diplomatic staff in Sana'a. Sudanese security officers seized copies of 14 newspapers Monday. The group Journalists for Human Rights said the move represents an unprecedented escalation by authorities against freedom of press and expression. A government spokesman said the seizure was in accordance with the law but gave no further explanation. South Sudan's government reportedly has threatened to silence journalists if they broadcast interviews with rebels. Information Minister Michael Makuei's comments Monday followed a local radio station's interview with a top opposition official. Meanwhile, Human Rights Watch said South Sudan's military and rebels are recruiting child soldiers. The report denied by two South Sudanese officials who insist the army is forbidden from recruiting children. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.